You're stuck in the middle with Alan Edwards.
So did you get a chance to see Donald Trump's cabinet meeting the other day? What I witnessed was not governance. It was not leadership. It was 3-hour performance of institutional degradation that should make every American skin crawl. Donald Trump's marathon cabinet meeting wasn't about policy or national priorities. It was a sycophancy show where Trump soaked up credit from his cabinet as he moved to assert personal dominance over American institutions. And leading the brown-nosed brigade was billionaire Steve Witkoff, who delivered what might be the most pathetic display of bootlicking in modern political history. Witkoff declared, "There's only one thing I wish for, that the Nobel Committee finally gets their act together and realizes that you are the single finest candidate since the Nobel Award was ever talked about." Oh my God, the single finest candidate in history. For what? Cozying up to dictators? Undermining democratic institutions? But here's what's truly infuriating and disgusting. Multiple moments from this marathon meeting went viral for the disgusting way top officials appeared to compete in showering the president with praise. They're not cabinet secretaries. They're contestants in a flattery competition, each trying to outdo the other in their commitment and servility. This is your government, America. These are the people supposedly running federal agencies, making decisions that affect millions of lives. Instead, they're sitting around a table like courtiers in a medieval court, desperately competing for the king's favor. What we saw wasn't strength, it was weakness. A secure leader doesn't need constant validation from subordinates. A confident administration doesn't turn cabinet meetings into ego-stroking sessions. What we witnessed was the behavior of an insecure autocrat surrounded by willing enablers. And the most infuriating part? This has become normalized. We shrug at scenes that would have been political scandals in any previous administration. We've accepted what our government operates and how it operates like a reality TV show where the host demands constant praise. This isn't governance. It's performance art. It's not leadership. It's narcissism institutionalized. And it's not normal, no matter how many times we're told it is. When cabinet secretaries spend their time crafting compliments instead of crafting policy, when they compete for flattery instead of competing for results, when they act like servants instead of public servants, we all lose. The question isn't, is this embarrassing? It is. The question is whether we're still capable of being embarrassed by it.